Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. Our shepherd, too. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Is our text. About this time of year, most of you are at least giving some thought to those calls that are coming on the horizon and also those assignments to a vicarage. Especially those men and their wives and sweethearts who are the recipients of call or vicarage. And the question before me is, what's a good call? What's a good call? Wait a minute. Maybe that's not the question at all I ought to ask. Maybe the question ought to be, what's a good call? Ah, yes, the question. What's a good calling? We begin, I know, by looking at the men who received the call. And we perhaps might look upon them or upon ourselves and say, well, what kind of material is going to be used in this calling? What should we offer up to him as that which is the best within us for this call, this assignment? Perhaps it's a scholarship. Scholarship, that's scholarship. Oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe a personality would be better. That's better. But didn't St. Paul write something about faithfulness? Yeah, that's it, faithfulness. How about sincerity? How about ability? Well, just what does God want from me as I listen to what he would propose as his calling for me? I wonder if indeed the word might be naivete. Maybe that's the word. All right, let's begin at the beginning and see how we can end up with the word naivete and apply that to me and to my call or my assignment. If a man would be my disciple, let him take up his cross and follow me. We begin at the beginning, which is our need for his cross. We are beggars, you and I. Professor and student alike, we are all beggars before that. We indeed have nothing to offer that, or for a call. Nothing. Nothing. We are depraved from top to bottom. We are without natural love and affection for him. We are useless in his hand by ourselves. So we must begin with his cross. Only as we understand him when he talks about his cross and what it means for us and the whole world are we ready to listen to talk about our cross and our call. When we stand below that cross and know what it has done for us in the whole world, that when that blood was shed and those nails were driven home and that crown was set, will we understand our own call? Only in Jesus Christ, that righteous Lamb of whom we stand. Only He is the one who can make us ready and able and worthy of any kind of calling. Because only by the blood of God's Son can we be redeemed and forgiven and renewed and called and sent. And unless you know that cross, you will never know your cross. The man would follow me and be my disciple. He said it. A simple condition. If a man wills to be my disciple and follow me, an affirmation of faith, a commitment of myself to him as Lord and Savior first and foremost, and then we'll talk about cross and call. Why, let him deny himself. He's not speaking about some simple denial of I should really stop that bad habit or this or that or whatever particular sinning. Oh, no. Do you know what the denial of self infers? It means to go right down to the ego, to the I, to the it, to the me. To deny the self in all of its sinful grandeur and expansion. To deny all that would want to aggrandize everything for myself. That which would be in opposition to him, that must be denied. And then in that affirmation of the Christ who is the Lord and Lamb and Savior, who is my Savior, to die for me. Then let's talk for us. To be a disciple then begins first of all by following the Savior as one of the saved. And then to pick up a cross. There's nothing here about a cross of your manufacture. It is so easy to manufacture a cross for myself because I like to put crosses in my weight class. He speaks about his cross. When you take this call and you're picking up that cross, which has nothing to do with some kind of a difficulty you may face in, say, your health or family, this is tied to that cross. The burden that goes to the man who commits himself to carrying and proclaiming that cross, his, not mine. Let him take up that cross and follow me, because that becomes my cross. And as I meet all those exigencies out there and difficulties and trials and tribulations and challenges and defeat and success, we will know very quickly in our ministry it's always that thing that's giving me my problem. That's causing my conflict. Always and ever. And yet he said it. If a man seeks to save his life, he will lose it. I tell you, he will lose it. In the name of God, never carry a hidden agenda for God or His church. If you are thinking and even praying for some kind of calling and call that you can twist and kind of bend around to fit the ego and your own desires, you're on the wrong track because you got a wrong and hidden agenda. And I tell you, says our Lord, that if you're going to play like that, you may lose your life. But whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find life eternal. Not only life eternal, but he'll find everything that he would want in his ministry and his life. Notice it isn't just that he will have life, he will find it. He will be surprised by what he meets in ministry as he follows first his calling as the redeemed, faithful believer, and then as God sent man. You are meeting to the naive. When you think of a call into the kingdom's work, be naive. Whatever happened to Isaiah? Here am I. Send me. Anything. That's the call. Any place, any time, in the name of the cross. God needs a host of naive men in the kingdom who have their eyes and their hearts filled with cross. And they have denied themselves and their community and their desires. And they have become his instruments for wherever and whenever he will. And they will find life and ministry. They will know success as he grants it. They will know satisfaction and joy and peace and fulfillment. And in no other way. Amen.